We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
So close to the weekend, you can taste it. Coming up, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Jam on. Old School Battle on Bad Choice Friday featuring Bobby Brown. Come on, Bobby. Now, Bobby Brown taking on Earth, Wind, and Fire. Here's how you vote on Bad Choice Friday. Just follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Get to voting now. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and toast with the shot of
that
the day.
It is close, dude.
Is it?
I can believe
vote
it.
Now. Honestly. Like, yeah. That might be that. I know we've said this before. That might be the closest one we've had going right now.
Follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Get to voting. In the meantime, our question, you or someone else, what the hell happened to your face? And here come those emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got me.
Couple from our question today, guys. I was literally clotheslined by a clothesline. I was running through my neighbor's backyard and forgotten they had a clothesline. My buddy said my head whiplashed. I ended up with 7 stitches above my right eye. That from Glenn.
That sounds painful, but funny. Yeah.
Ted shares his sympathies.
Yeah, you can tell.
Guys worked in a warehouse with a guy who pulled an extremely heavy box off of an overhead shelf and lost his grip. Trying to secure the box with his head and shoulder, he lost control and completely crashed to the floor. Unfortunately, as the box slid across his face on its way to the ground, one of those 3-inch copper staples that are used on such heavy boxes hooked his cheek. He ended up in the hospital with a second mouth where his cheek once was.
Hey, second mouth, what's
that
up?
From Nelson. Guys, I had this critter grow inside my eyelid. Made it on an episode of Monsters Inside Me on Animal Planet, Episode 8, Season 3. That from Paul. Congratulations, Paul. You made it to television because you had a maggot in your face.
I did not look at it.
That was like a wild...
I looked at it. It was... Paul, that looked terrible, dude.
I just heard you guys saying, did you see the picture? I'm like, I did not. And after you described it, I've chosen not to.
Guys, Sophia is having a birthday today. Throw her a little kid sandwich and a suck it up cupcake. Thanks, guys. That from James.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Hang on.
I saw.
So, suck it up, cupcake.
The buttons are a little close together.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Let's work on that at 6:01.
Sorry.
Fella, today's a great man's birthday. We've all known him for quite a while, and his voice is heard daily on Ryan Castle show closing. Keep it weird. Happy birthday to one-hit wonder Wade. Give him an oh my god, what the F is that? Your penis is too small, and the dirty German's talking about a one-hit wonder. Thanks, guys. That from the Elk Plain Drifter and the Double S Ranch crew.
Oh my god, what the F is that, bro?
Yeah, you are one-hit wonder, Wade. I am one-hit and quit.
Yeah, this one hit is a wonder. But this Wade, what's this man? He's not a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, I'm going to wade through him.
So now I went for a period to my life where people called me the one-hit wonder. Then I moved to the Pacific Northwest.
Guys, please wish my boyfriend Zach the absolute best birthday wishes KISW can offer. He listens to nothing but The Rock, and we've listened to the downloaded podcast episodes in the men's room on long road trips. Available now on Odyssey, the Odyssey app. We're on one of those trips right now, and I know it would make him smile to hear the dirty Germans describe the fun we will have later in our rooftop tent on our 4Runner. Love his machacha burrito.
No, I get the feeling you will be eating some burrito tonight. But tonight, I think we're going to get the little Zach back.
Yeah, sounds like a fish taco.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That sounds awesome. The tent on top of the cars.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Zach will go black.
Guys, today is my British wife Katie's 34th birthday.
Hello.
In 2019, she asked you guys to give me a birthday shout-out, but with a Mexican accent. So can you do the same? Let her know her Mexican husband is a bad hombre and will not be giving and will be giving her a little chorizo tonight. And please give Ted a hard time about not knowing that it's pronounced Chihuahua, not Chinchilla. Thanks, guys. That from Mario.
I know what it's called.
I don't remember you making that mistake either.
Yeah, Chinchilla's a different animal.
Mm-hmm. Tonight, when you get this chorizo, mamacita, remember, chorizo is greasy.
Pasa, Holmes.
It's not bad.
Like, I'm just like, I don't know if I have a Mexican accent.
I don't think I do. Oh, gentlemen, today is my 44th trip around the sun and my second COVID birthday. I'm in Victoria, British Columbia, and everything is pretty much closed, except for liquor stores and drug dealers.
All right.
So can I get a fish sandwich medley and the Disney characters talking me out of spending the night with white liquor? Thanks, guys. That from Dwayne.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Can I get a fish sandwich?
With the cheese. And the tartar on the side.
I'll order a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some pure relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon.
At noon.
And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Well, gosh, you came to the right place if you want something to buy. Of course, we don't want you to spend a night with white liquor when you can spend a night with the black liquor.
You know, I understand Canada calls itself the Great White North, but it seems weird to call your lady friend white liquor.
Guys, today's my buddy James, pronounced Boris, his birthday. Maybe have the dirty Germans give him advice on how to hit on his new co-workers. He also drives a really loud Subaru, so maybe your penis is too small for good measure. Cheers, guys, from sunny San Diego, California, bitch.
Your penis is too small.
That's from Ivan, the chemist.
Yeah, this is quite simple. I do what I do to hit on my co-workers. You bring in zip ties, you open your pants and say, how do you want this to go?
Yeah, you could do the classic move. It sounds like just pull your car into the parking lot since they will know you're there. And just tells them, I'm the guy with the loud car. Do you like exhaust? Do you like big pipes?
Bitches, happy Chinooka. Today's my grandma Paula's 74th birthday. I was wondering if you guys could give her a classic too early for a fish sandwich. And the dirty Germans telling her what she should do in Ocean Shores this weekend. Thanks, guys. That from Connor.
Too early to get a fish sandwich.
Happy Chinooka.
Yeah, I know it's a choice this weekend. What you should do is lay on your back, close your eyes, and don't ask too many questions about what you feel.
Yeah, first of all, I would go to the Galway Bay. It's a great Irish pub. Second of all, you should drive on the beach and watch out for the night clamors.
Yeah.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yaza Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweineflash.
Thank you, Mom. A couple extra emails here. What happened with your teacher, guys? I grew up in a small town in southwest Montana. When I was a junior, my best friend and I snuck into the boiler room to confirm a rumor we had heard for years. There was a special refrigerator in there. And when we looked inside, there were three full shelves of black velvet. I eschew not. Three full shelves. Explain why our chemistry teacher always had a coffee cup all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Waiter Bachola, is that from Scott? Man, it doesn't stop. Subject, Yakima Walmart.
Oh, no.
All the Men's Room, I definitely think that you should be on the tourism board for Yakima, as after hearing you all talk about it over the past weeks or so, I feel like I need to fly from Australia just to experience this cultural gem in the United States that is the Yakima Walmart. I was going to go on an African safari for my holiday, but it almost sounds boring now compared to the Yakima Walmart. Stay classy, bitches. And congratulations, by the way, Mike, on becoming an uncle there. That from Aaron from the Melbourne, Australian office of the Men's Room.
Got some fresh Tim Tams coming.
He says, genuine offer, everyone. If you ever come to Australia and stop off in Melbourne, I'd love to take you out for a meal and show you and your family around. You will not have to reach in your pockets once. I got it. Thank you, man. That's
hey, send in some Tim Tams and some weird little Australian sour candies.
And we prefer that you put your hands in our pockets.
That's right. As far as the dumbest,
can you? I believe I have a diamond there. Keep looking.
Dumbest work question.
There's a gumdrop in the bottom.
I work for a bank and deal with customers on the phone and by video calls. Before I let the customer go, I ask them if they have any other questions. Inevitably, I get the person who says, "Can you put £1,000 in my account?" or some crap like that. Like they think they're being clever or original. I always tell them I'm putting in my own account first, and they can have what's left. It's the banker's equivalent of the person who tells the beer delivery man to leave something extra for them. Mildly annoying, but you got to roll your eyes and then get them the hell off the phone. Cheers, bitches. That from Sean in England. One more on the dumb questions at work. Working in any store, customer walks into the store and asks, "Are you open?" "Dude, you're in the store." Worked at a fast food spot. Customer asked if a certain part of the building was ours. I asked him if he can walk to it. He said, "Yeah." And I told him, "Yeah, then it's ours." He didn't like the sarcasm. I worked in loss prevention. Caught a shoplifter. Little confrontational, so I had to handcuff him. Got him in the office where he calmed down and we were able to talk the situation out. Afterward, he asked if we were hiring. In my mind, sure, Bob will hire you after you try to steal from the store. I know I have more, but those stick out to me. That from Manuel. All right, I think we need to go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time. Time. Sarah likes to buck. Johnny likes the duck. Rachel likes to puck. And Adam says, "You suck." Then Johnny says, "What the duck?" Sarah says, "I want to buck." Rachel says, "Where the puck?" And Adam says, "You suck."
Three times fast.
Sarah likes to buck. Johnny likes the duck. Rachel likes to puck. And Adam says, "You suck." Then Johnny says, "What the duck?" Sarah says, "I want to buck." Rachel says, "Where's the puck?" Adam says, "You suck."
One.
Sarah likes to buck. Johnny likes the duck, Rachel likes the puck, and Adam says, "You suck." Then Johnny says, "What the duck?" Sarah says, "I want a buck." Rachel says, "Where's the puck?" Adam says, "You suck."
Two!
Sarah likes the buck, Johnny likes the duck, Rachel likes the puck, Adam says, "You suck." Then Johnny says, "What the duck?" Sarah says, "I want a buck." Rachel says, "Where's the puck?" Adam says, "You suck."
Oh! Hey. Come on! My butter! Almost too easy, let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Oh, yeah. Well, late night. Yeah. And we worked our ass off. What a week. Late night last night. Coming up with some rhymes and riddles in Ted versus the FCC. What did we do, like three double shots in an hour?
Was it an hour?
Yeah,
I think it was the first 20 minutes.
It was quick. Either way, we got good and gooned up and wrote you some tongue twisters. But believe it or not, we got a listener, Ted versus the FCC. And it came in this morning via the email. And you know, we say the listener always comes first in the men's room. Always.
Always.
So we're going to go with a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC. This comes from Brendan. And Ted, you're aware of the hipster term of what a posse is. It is a group of friends that hang out together. You're familiar with this posse term, right? Just as brand new.
Brand new.
This is dealing with a group
it's gonna
of
catch
friends
on with the kids.
Known as a posse. Okay? And it goes something like this. Bushy Pushy Pam has a tight posse. Pam's tight posse likes Big Nick's Fat Rock, but Nick's Fat Rock doesn't push into Pushy Pam's tight bushy posse. The way that we play Ted versus the FCC is you need to read that one time through, then three times fast.
Posse.
It's a group of friends.
Bushy Pushy Pam has a tight posse. Pam's tight posse likes Big Nick's Fat Rock, but Nick's Fat Rock doesn't push into Pushy Pam's tight bushy posse.
Three times fast.
Bushy Pushy Pam has a tight posse. Pam's tight posse likes Big Nick's Fat Rock, but Big Nick's Fat Rock doesn't push into Pushy Pam's tight Bushy Posse.
One!
Bushy Pushy Pam has a tight posse. Pam's tight posse like Big Nick's Fat Rock, but Nick's Fat Rock doesn't push into Pushy Pam's tight Bushy Posse.
Two!
Bushy Pushy Pam has a tight posse. Pam's tight posse likes Big Nick's Fat Rock, but Nick's Fat Rock doesn't push into Pushy Pam's tight Bushy Posse.
Oh!
What is that?
Butter! Nothing stopping it. Another win. And Ted versus the FCC. God damn, that was great. Huh? You are listening to the Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room is in progress.
Coming up in just minutes, we will drink and we will toast with a shout of the day into the weekend. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a motorcycle company in Italy launched a new electric scooter called the Dong.
The Dong?
Yeah, ride the Dong.
The Dong. I like it. The news story that I read said it actually looks pretty cool. I looked at it. It looks like a scooter.
Right. I mean, a scooter. I just don't want to ride a Dong.
No.
But you know what? Italy is known for their, believe it or not, their scooter culture.
It's massive.
Heavy.
Yeah, it really is.
Heavy.
But that's where Vespas come from.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But they call that Vespa.
Right.
I mean,
scooter.
I know they're known for... Look, we're known for our car culture, but if Ford introduced the penis, I'm going to say the sales lag.
Right.
Yeah, but Italy's sexier than we are.
That is
true. It's coastal town.
Do you want to hop on my Dong?
You're always in the water.
Yeah.
There it is. Like a mile from everything.
Climb on the back of my Dong, would you?
Yes. I've upgraded my Dong. It vibrates. Why am I French?
I don't know. I was like, you sound real French over there. I'm going to just go Jersey. Hey!
Hey.
Want to ride on a Dong or not, huh? Bring those cheese balls.
You'll see the Dong out front. I'll pick you up.
A man in Pennsylvania accused of stealing chainsaws was caught last week, and he was found in his garage surrounded by chainsaws.
Why do you think he was stealing them? You think he's selling them?
Oh, the black market for chainsaws in Pennsylvania has got to be huge.
Because you can't find a chainsaw in Pennsylvania, that's for sure.
No.
No. I don't know, man.
Or is he Leatherface? Leatherface also had a lot of chainsaws.
I just like the fact that when the police busted him, he was shaking so bad that he couldn't even talk.
What, nervous at the cops?
Oh, yeah. He was like, oh, no! More crap in his house. Again, all this other stuff he stole.
Did Leatherface have a lot of chainsaws, or was he just really good with one? I don't remember a room full of chainsaws.
I think he had a favorite. I feel like, and look, like anything, it's a Mandela effect, but
sure.
I feel like at some point, like you see him kind of standing in the shed or whatever the hell.
Okay.
And there's a bunch of chainsaws. Now, that said, it could have been a bunch of other sharp, horrible things.
I also remember that there was that Geico commercial, if I'm not mistaken, where they ended up hiding behind the hanging cemetery chainsaws.
Yeah.
Right.
He was sponsored by Poulan, so it was all in Poulan.
Yeah, right. The crew on a ship that got stuck in the Suez Canal could be stuck on board for years because the owners are arguing with Egypt over fines.
Now, did you read the story about the Syrian dude?
No, this is not, I'm not working on it,
okay,
so I didn't
read
the story.
Similar situation. He was a higher-ranking guy on, like, some kind of ship, okay? But he wasn't the guy in charge. Something went down during the water. His captain goes ashore. Something else goes down with the company, so they ask him to sign. It was like, I don't know, man. Not a waiver, but something that says, you know, I will take care of the vessel for the meantime. So he signs it, doesn't realize what he's getting into. He spent 4 years alone on this boat off the coast of Egypt because whatever dispute was going on, legally, he could not leave the boat. And legally, the company couldn't do anything about it. What ended up, the legal battle, this only happened like earlier this week. This guy finally made it home. Something happened like the anchor finally snapped or something. So now the boat is adrift. All right. He was 20 miles off the coast of Egypt. The boat now goes adrift. Luckily for him, the current ran him aground on a jetty that was about 100 yards away from actual land. He swam to goddamn land, finally got help, and he recently got reunited with his family after 4 years.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah. It was like,
if it takes
all I did was sign a piece of paper, man.
I'm turning that boat around. We're going to go around South Africa and come back the other side, man.
Right.
Because, I mean,
something.
Yeah,
quicker
than this.
I'm not going to sit there for 2 years.
No. A burglar
and can't leave. Egypt's like, you owe us money.
So you're
that
stuck.
Ship's staying.
You're going to cause a real big international incident if you try to roll out.
In the dead of night.
I would get off the ship and go see the Sphinx.
That's what you're here, fellas.
Yeah. Get some chicken at KFC.
Yeah.
They have a KFC Egypt?
Yeah,
have you never seen that picture?
No. It's across from the pyramids.
Yeah, you always see the pyramids from one angle, so it looks like it's in the middle of nowhere.
Sure.
And literally, there's like pictures of like the KFC across the street from the pyramid.
It's also
from
the pyramid. It's also a double decker. They used to have a Pizza Hut there too.
Yeah, it's not tiny. No. I mean, it is a KFC, and then across the street are the ancient Egyptian pyramids. Kind of takes the fun out of it, doesn't it? Because then we show people like we rode the camel, right, to get to
sure.
Like, why? You could have just walked across the goddamn parking lot.
Right.
Like, yeah. Why did you ride a camel to the pyramids when KFC is right here?
A burglar in Czech Republic stole a bunch of stuff from a company and used one of their garbage trucks as a getaway car.
Because they'll never find that.
Hey, convenient, though.
You just can't put it in reverse. You draw attention.
Eep, that's right. Eep, eep. But it blends into society. It's just a garbage truck.
We only turn the backward beeps on at 3 a.m. During the day, we turn them off.